If you would, turn with me in your Bibles to Psalms 115. Let's start out this way in verse 1. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory because of your loving kindness, because of your truth. You realize as a pastor, in Acts 17, it tells us that the Lord's ordained appointed times and boundaries of our habitation. So I'm not dumb to the day that it is in our country, or what we have certain days that are appointed, and certain, you'll notice that I said certain. There's certain ones of them that are honorable. There's certain ones of them in this day and age. I'm just not sure how much honor there is in certain days that are appointed in our country anymore. Donut Day, I don't think I need that one. But Psalms 115 is clear, and as a pastor, you realize that you have to be very careful, because it's not hard for man to then become elevated and take the place in a church rather than God. So you have to be very mindful how you begin to go about doing these different things. So I just begin to pray, because you even realize in John 3:30, he says that we must decrease and he must increase. It's him that's doing the saving. It's him that's doing the guiding. It's him that's doing the directing. So I just begin to feel stirred in my heart, and I begin to pray yesterday, and I begin to go, okay, God, how do you want me to go about doing this? How do you want me to honor you first and foremost above all? And I got done mowing the grass and trying to get cleaned up. And the Lord, a lot of times, as I'm trying to get cleaned up, he cleans me up inside. And I'm sitting there praying, and I felt like the Lord goes, well, that's an easy one. And I was like, okay, well, do you want to share? You know, and if you're a pastor and a Christian, you realize there's certain things you just come before the Lord and you go, God, how do you want me to do this? And I kind of laughed to myself, and I've said, you know, I know God has a sense of humor, because he told Abraham to go out and count the stars. And I can't help but think, he goes, okay, go ahead. You know you're not going to be able to. And in a way, I felt like the Lord was having a laughing moment with me. And I go, okay, Lord, will you please indulge me here, how you would like for me to go about doing this spirit-led and not just through the motions. And as I began to pray about it, I feel like the Lord began to put certain verses on my heart. 1 Thessalonians would say to a part of the verse, to appreciate those who diligently labor among you. If you were to go into Romans chapter 16, all the way through that chapter, towards the two-thirds end, it would say, greet this one, greet that one, greet this one. And it would be a sense of embracing, kissing, loving on, encouraging. And so you realize today, I understand within our country, it's an appointed day. But how do I go about doing it, honoring God and doing it God's way? Well, Scripture would tell me to appreciate those different men that God has brought in that desire to love God, serve God, lead their families in God, point different ones to God, work hard with their hands as unto the Lord. And so as Paul would encourage Timothy, I'd encourage you brothers today, keep fighting that good fight. You know, I appreciate you. I appreciate the heart God's put in you. I appreciate your desire to lead your families in the Lord. And above all, the verse that the Lord really put on my heart was, I appreciate that you encourage your families to walk by faith and not by sight. And that alone, I'm very thankful. And I encourage you men today, keep going. And so with that being said, short, we have some pins in the back to remember these different men that God has placed in our lives. So there's pins back there. I encourage you brothers to grab some. And moms, if you want a pin too, you go ahead and grab one too. Because just like on Mother, well, let me change that. Today's the Lord's Day. Just like on the time where we would remember moms. You know, grab a pen too, because I know you guys are laboring, raising these children, serving and ministering too. So with that being said, if you'll turn me to Micah chapter 6. Oh, hold on. I can't go. I got to be careful here. In the Gospels, it's very clear when the disciples come to Jesus and they say, you know, teach us how to pray. He opens up this way, our Father who art in heaven. hallowed be his name. How holy is he? So ultimately, as we're coming in a day where we're wanting to honor and remember fathers, let's remember our Heavenly Father that gave everything for us. And with that being said, Matthew chapter 6, this is what I begin to want to share. Verse 6, with what shall I come to the Lord and bow myself before the God on high, which we now know, according to Christ, is my Father in heaven? What shall I bring him? Shall I come to him with burnt offerings, with yearling calves? Does the Lord take delight in thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I present my firstborn for my rebellious acts, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? So in that Old Testament time, all of those things would have rang true to them. For us, should I just come to church? Should I give a tithe? Should I? He goes, no. Verse 8, he has told you, O man, what is good, what's beneficial. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? That's the one thing that I desire to come, and we all can as believers, to desire to give back to our Father because of everything that he's done for us and the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. With that being said, I want to call Miss Hina up at this time. She's had some opportunities that the Lord has given you to share the gospel, to extend Christ. And so I don't want to take up too much of our time, but you got to come over here a little bit, Miss Hina. She's like another mom, you know, so come here. All right, the Lord's given you some opportunities. I just wanted you to kind of share. I'm the nurse you were talking to me about, you and Pastor Greg. And then here recently, the Lord's given you an opportunity with a family. So you want to just start with the nurse?
Sure.
What happened?
I just want to start with this encouragement, because I think the heart of our pastors is that, all of us who have had our rest won for us by Jesus, mm-hmm. Have this hope in our hearts now, as First Peter talks to us, and as we sanctify Christ, he provides these doors that we pray for in Colossians, as mm-hmm. it talks there of doing into.
I had the Colossians note right there. He's opened doors.
So it's when I think of the verse that goes on in Colossians, and it says to I don't remember that, but it's to make the most of that opportunity, to have the wisdom to make
the outsiders.
Yeah, to make the most of the opportunity. This nurse, many of you know, some of you may not, but Greg's mom moved in with us about 2 years ago now, mm-hmm. and she's 91. And so, when we're not able to be there, we often have nurses come, as Pastor Gary also has with his mom. But the Lord prompts us, and that's why I think one of the encouragement I would say is if you have a willing heart, he'll open these doors for you.
He starts to kind of burden your heart a little bit.
Yeah,
it's the best way I can explain it.
We've had a number of different nurses come, and not always is there a prompting, and sometimes it's pretty obvious. So this particular nurse, turned out she was Indian, mm-hmm. And why that's relevant is because when she recognized, she met Greg first, and then when I came down, she saw me, and she took the Lord's name in vain when she saw me, mm-hmm. and said, oh, you're Indian, mm-hmm. and I said, yep, my whole life, and the immature in me would have, mm-hmm. and I was offended for God that mm-hmm. she did that, but the Lord has really been impressing his compassion, and I see him in the Gospels, and I think I want to be more like him, mm-hmm. and I see how he was with sinners before they mm-hmm. they knew him. And so Sonny's song, The Church is One Foundation, was really just appropriate, because the Gospel is about what he did. He took us out of darkness, the darkness that this world is so acrimonious, so mm-hmm. hostile, so much full of just all this negativity, and we're promised not relief from the sorrows of this life, mm-hmm. but we have this hope in us,
right,
that says
comfort and strength and endurance.
Yeah, well, that he promised to let people know he loved us first. Mm-hmm. He's not going to withhold anything good from us, and he'll never leave us. And so this nurse, I came to church because she did that in the morning. We had church. We went home, and I just started the conversation by saying, as she was getting ready to leave, I said, you mentioned my Lord
now,
this morning.
What do you feel like made you at that point? So you kind of left, you went to church, and then you're coming home. What prompted you, as we were just talking about
it's
that?
Everything I was just saying is the conviction of
the Holy Spirit.
I'm so grateful. The verse in Colossians at the very beginning, when it says, devote yourselves to prayer, and it says, with an attitude of thanksgiving, I tell myself every day when I wake up that somebody, God prompted somebody to have the courage to talk to me when I was a teenager.
Right.
So for all you teenagers that are out there and that are sharing the light of Christ, I mean, God bless you and continue the work you do, because somebody did that for me. And so the courage, I have to turn to God and say, God, give me the courage.
Okay, give me that boldness, God, Lord. But I know you're burdening my heart.
God, give me the words. So again, the more immature me years ago, I would have been trying to write everything down. And oh, I want to say this verse, or I want to say that verse, or I want to do this.
Right.
And it's none of that, because, you know, it's a privilege to just be his mouthpiece. He'll give the words. That's my encouragement. And the growth is his. So you can't do this wrong if your heart just loves him and is devoted to him. You know, may those see the light if it's their day. If it's their day.
Right. If God so wills, he's the one that does the changing and the rescuing. He just wants me to share who he is.
Yeah. And so, like, you're, you know, we're sowers of seed. We talk about that all the time. So with that lady, I just basically, I asked her what she knew about him, because she
you
said
his name.
His name. I said, and so I said, what do you know about him? Has anyone ever really introduced you to Jesus?
That's right.
And so she said a few things about her experience. I learned she was a widow, brand new widow of about 10 months. So I knew that the Lord had opened the door.
Right.
And
there was a hurt there.
She had some experience in India. She'd only been in America about 2 years. So she had some understanding of, I mean, not good understanding, but somebody had introduced her to Jesus, but it wasn't a really great introduction. And she's Hindu and pretty firm in her Hindu faith. So I was able to just share who Jesus is, what he's done. And that was, you know, basically I asked her, I've been practicing learning to ask for the invitation. So I did ask at the end, I said, if what I've said is tugging at your heart, I said, it's a very simple thing that God asks of us, to be honest with him and come before him and receive.
Would you like to make a decision today?
Would you like to? And
I think
she said,
Billy Graham.
She said no. But she thanked me for the time, and that was basically that's it.
I think the one part that I appreciate about, we'll save the other one. I think the one thing I appreciate is we were all talking, and the point is you said, I just felt like I had to say something. Okay, Lord, give me the words to say, but I've got to go.
Yeah, it's God, and it's God. I mean, I would just say, like, the simplicity of just, if you live a life just every day wanting to be devoted to him, and with the gratitude that he saved me, he gave, he put light in my life, and there's just so much hurt and darkness.
Right. Out here.
We're just pointing to people. Right. We're pointing to him.
And I remember being in all that darkness and all that carnage myself, and him pulling me out. And so you realize you have that heart for the lost to say, okay, you know, begin to share with them about Christ and who he is. I think who he is to me. Can I share with you is who he is to me?
Right.
And you just begin to share that testimony. And gives us an opportunity to continue to plant a seed. I appreciate you. She doesn't like coming up here talking too much either. So thank you, Miss Hina. We realize the Lord gives us those opportunities. And we've been talking through Colossians chapter 4. Lord, give me wisdom towards outsiders, that I would that my speech would be seasoned with salt, with grace, as I begin to introduce them. And I like how Miss Hina says, and I've been using it a lot lately too, that I could have the opportunity to introduce someone to Christ. And it may not be right then when someone receives the Lord. A lot of times it's not. Every so often you'll get those moments. Very rare, I've found. But we get an opportunity to keep building a bridge that, as God so wills, if it's his will, that we would see different ones come to know him. And that's our hope and our desire, that people will be rescued out of their sin and be brought into his marvelous light, transferred into his marvelous light. Is there anything greater? Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, I just want to thank you, for you are our Heavenly Father, Lord. You're full of grace and mercy and loving kindness and truth. And Lord, you've rescued us out of darkness, out of the domain of darkness, and brought us into your marvelous light. Lord, you're very kind, forgiving, and gracious, according to Isaiah. And Lord, we believe there's no one like you. So Lord, we thank you, because if it was not for you, Lord, none of us would be here. None of us would even have breath in our lungs, and none of us would even be here. The church would not exist. So thank you, Lord, for you rescuing us, and give us the opportunity to know you, the opportunity to serve you, the opportunity to love one another and serve one another, and begin to share you with the world you've placed us in. In Jesus' name, amen.